Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Yeah, we just ask the Lord now to give us the drink that we need. There's many people that need the drink from heaven. And maybe you want to consider taking communion. I know that we take communion. I take communion every day. And consider taking communion right now. There's a powerful, powerful move going on. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're shifting the spiritual atmosphere. Thank you for this word. And just for all that you're doing. And I'm reminded of the Lord began to, sometimes I just tell stories. The Lord has me tell stories and it brings back the anointing. I'm reminded of I don't know what year it was, but it was 2020, and I was in a meeting with the Harvest International Ministries who were part of Papa Cheon, Apostle Cheon, and be praying for him, by the way. He's running for governor of California. And so we continue right now. We were in this meeting, and Cindy Jacobs, who were a good spiritual mother and friend of ours, she said, Doug Addison, she says, you're a prophet, but I tell you, you've been through double trouble. And that's for sure. We were walking through some stuff. We still are. You've been through double trouble, but the Lord is going to give you double repayment and a double anointing as a healing revivalist. And I'm like, wow, that's great. I'm ready. And so I've been waiting on it, and people get healed just in my meetings or in these meetings. People get healed all the time. So Father, we thank you for the release of this. We thank you for being under Harvest International Ministries and under Cindy and Mike Jacobs and the Apostolic Prophetic Council. We pray, Father, for the authority, this new authority that's being released over all of us. We ask now, Lord, that you would increase everything in Jesus' name without effort. You know, the Bible says that he brings blessing with no trouble to it. Release your words right now. Thank you, Father. Something's shifting in the spiritual atmosphere as we're speaking. Thank you, Lord. Got a couple of prophetic words, and I've been getting names and stuff, but just asking the Lord, it's the Lord doing it. And so I get names and details for stuff, and whether this is you or not, you could actually receive anything. You can receive the word, you know, for someone else. But I saw the Lord doing a major healing of hopelessness. And this is a season right now of hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life, Proverbs. And Father, we pray right now for those of us, including myself, who need the shot of hope. We need to get out of the previous season and hope deferred. Father, we pray, Father, right now. Thank you, Lord. I got a word for David. And now I saw the name David, but is also not just limited to this, but the Lord's going to do something new in your life. And there's a combination of business and ministry. It's tent making type of thing, but it's not limited. There's a new authority coming to you in the area of business that's going to turn into ministry. It's not limited to David, but I definitely saw someone by the name of David, several Davids that are being called right now to step out into this business and ministry anointing. That's how I started. I started out in a business and then went into ministry and was a tent maker. Like Paul said, you know, I was a bivocational is what they called it for a number of years. And we just pray right now for people who are walking through this. Also, Sarah, there's some people by the name of Sarah or maybe that the Lord calls you, Sarah, where you can just receive this. But there's new joy. So the Lord said, I'm going to bring new joy and understanding to you. I'm going to bring a new drink of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to bring some things right now in the night hour that's going to shift things around for you. And you're going to be waking up in intercession, and you're going to be waking up in greater joy. But there has been a time of trouble for you. But the Lord says that he's got it worked out. Do not worry. He's got the plans for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to shift it. He's going to shift the spiritual atmosphere right now. Thank you, Lord. We're moving into a season of dreams and visions, all of us. And that's why, I'm sure that's why the Lord told me to, on October 25th, to do the online workshop called Understanding Dreams and Visions. But we're going to all move into, just release right now. Lord, release dreaming, vision, understanding things in the spiritual realm, understanding of dreams, supernaturally and naturally. There's a natural, supernatural ability to see the Lord. Some people are seeing through natural things. In other words, you're a signs type of prophetic person. I'm one of those. I see things in signs. And Linda and I, just yesterday, we've got a couple of signs from the Lord for a time of encouragement right now. And so we're moving into a time right now where dreams and visions are going to increase over all of us. Psalm 33:11, he's releasing the new plans. And so get ready to write them down. And I would recommend right now, if you need a breakthrough, write down and begin to pray and decree Psalm 33:9, which is he's commanding things into place. And Psalm 33:11, which I've already mentioned, is the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. And this is a time right now. There's so much in Psalm 33 and the entire Bible, by the way. Recommend. Release this right now, Lord. Shift the spiritual atmosphere. Some people are starting to sense things in your body around your mouth or your eyes, your ears. Something's going on, some manifestations. And the anointing for this, to understand this, is being released as well. The Lord's bringing healing to food and different things like that. I know that we need this as well. And we pray right now, Lord, over whatever the details are of this prophetic word, that you're bringing the healing over food and reactions to food, as well as different things like that. Lord, we pray that you would increase your anointing to be able to eat properly, but give us the wisdom if there's something that we need to change in our diets and bring healing to our body systems right now, fully in Jesus' name.